Howie Hawkins, a perennial Green Party candidate for office in central New York, is expected to officially jump into the race for governor in the coming weeks. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it would be his second time in gubernatorial waters.
4 years ago, Hawkins, a UPS worker who lives on Syracuse's south side, was one of seven candidates for governor in a race that ultimately put Andrew Cuomo in the governor's mansion. He wants to run again and is hoping to get a little more respect this time.
Last time, I think particularly New York City media said, oh, he's an upstate hick, and they totally ignored me, and they thought, you know, there were seven tickets. We came in third, got a ballot line. I think that really surprised a lot of people, particularly in New York.
Hawkins is no stranger to the ballot box. He's run in several races, ranging from Syracuse Common Council to U.S. Senate. He expects to get the Green Party endorsement. At this point, he's the only Green in the state interested in the job. So he's using this time to try and boil down the issues into an easily digestible form for the voters. For example, how to sell the idea of tax reform.
Do I say progressive tax reform? Do I say tax the rich? You know, those are the kinds of things we're struggling over in terms of how to frame it.
Hawkins says he can differentiate himself from Democrats in a state where Democrats are the party of choice by a large margin. He says he has support beyond the Greens. For example, disaffected state workers in the Albany area have been encouraging him to run. And he says while Cuomo's a Democrat, he's center-right on economic issues and weak on social liberal issues.
I think a lot of rank-and-file Democrats who are progressive-minded are going to like what we're saying better.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.